الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم معزز محترم علماء کرام و عاشقین مولا اللہ کا شکر ہے اللہ میں ہمیں ایک اہل اللہ کے صحبت میں آنے کے توفیق عطا فرمائے اہل اللہ کے صحبت اتنی قیمت ہے ہمارے حضرت اللہ شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرمایا کرتے تھے میسر چو مرا صحبت بجانی عاشق آیاد میسر چو مرا صحبت بجانی عاشق آیاد ہمیں بینم کے جنت بر زمین از آسمان آیاد ہمیں بینم کے جنت بر زمین از آسمان آیاد اس کے طور میں اردو میں یہ ہے اللہ میں مجھے جب اہل اللہ کی صحبت نصیب میں ملایا نصیب ملایا تو میں اسے اپنے کو اتنے قیمتی سمجھ رہا ہوں وہ ایک آسمان سے زمین کے اندر جنت آ گیا ہے اصل میں اہل اللہ کی صحبت اتنی قیمت ہے اتنی قیمتی ہے جو نہ تھے خود راہ پہ اوروں کے ہادی بن گئے کیا نظر تھی جس نے مردوں کو مسیحا کر دیا نبی علیہ السلام دنیا میں آنے سے پہلے سارے دنیا بھر انٹرنیشنل خراب تھے جو لوگ نبی علیہ السلام کے آنے کے بعد اتنے قیمتی بن گئے کہ لوگوں کے راہبر بن گئے تو اسی طرح نبی علیہ السلام دنیا میں نہیں ہے دنیا کے آخر تک اللہ تعالیٰ اہل اللہ کو بھیجتے رہیں گے اللہ کے بندہ کو اللہ سے ملانے کے لیے تو شرط یہ ہے کہ بالکل ان کے ساتھ مضبوط محبت رکھنا پڑے گا اور نہ فائدہ نہیں ہوگا حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جیسے اتنے قیمتی آدمی کے صحبت ان کو دیکھا بہت سے کافر منافق ان کا کوئی فائدہ نہیں ہوا دربہارا کیسا ود سر سبز سنگ خاک سوتا گل بارو ید رنگ برنگ فارسی میں شیر ہے دربہارا کیسا ود سر سبز سنگ خاک سوتا گل بارو ید رنگ برنگ دنیا بارش نہ ہونے کی وجہ سے جب بالکل زمین پھاٹ پر چور چور ہو جاتے ہیں پھر جب دوبارہ بارش آتے ہیں اس چور چور زمین میں مختلف قسم کے پھل مختلف قسم کے آباد وہاں ہوتے ہیں لیکن وہی بارش بلڈنگ میں بھی گرا ہے اور روڈ میں عام روڈ میں بھی گرا ہے پتھر پر بھی گرا ہے وہاں کچھ بھی نہیں ہوا تو معنی اس بارش سے مفید ہونے کے لیے فائدہ مند ہونے کے لیے بالکل خاک ہونا شرط ہے خاک بالکل مٹی ہونا پڑے گا دربہارا کیسا ود سر سبز سنگ خاک سوتا گل بارو یا درنگ برنگ بالکل مٹی ہونا پڑے گا بالکل اپنے کو مٹھا دو اپنی ہستی کو اگر کچھ مرتبہ چاہو مٹھا دو اپنی ہستی کو اگر کچھ مر تو بچا ہو کہ دانا خاک سے مل کر گلے گلزار ہوتا ہے کہ دانا خاک سے مل کر گلے گلزار ہوتا ہے. اللہ میاں کے پاس کچھ مرتبہ کی تمنا اگر ہو تو اپنی کو بالکل مٹھا دو, اپنی کو بالکل مٹھا دو. لائتا بلالن لائتا بلالن لم تلدہ امہ. حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کہا کرتے تھے کاش کے بلال کو اس کے ماں جینا ہی نہ ہوتا. اپنے اتنا مٹانا چاہتے, اتنا مٹانا چاہتے. حضرت قاسم نانوتی بھی رحمتہ اللہ نے بتایا مجھے اگر اللہ تعالیٰ دوہر تعلیم نہ دیتے تو میں اتنا اپنے کو مٹاتا دنیا والوں کو خبر نہ ہوتی. اتنا مٹاتا تو مٹانے میں فائدہ ہے, مٹانے میں فائدہ ہے. سید الانبیاء حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور سید الملائکہ حضرت جبریل امین دونوں سید مسجد نبوی میں کسی کام کے لیے مشورہ کر رہے تھے. اسی اثنا میں حضرت ابو ذر غفاری مسجد نبوی کی طرف آ رہے تھے. حضرت جبریل امین بول کے اٹھا ہوا ابو ذر. نبی علیہ السلام پوچھا کیف تعرفہ ہوا ابو ذر, بھائی جبریل آپ کیسے پہچان لیا ہوا ابو ذر؟ حضرت جبریل امین نے فرمایا ہوا اشہر عندنا من شہرتہ عندکم. حضرت آپ کیا بتاتے ہیں, ابو ذر غفاری آپ کے مدینہ کے آدمی ہو سکتے ہیں لیکن وہ آپ لوگوں کے پاس جتنا مشہور نہیں ہے, اس سے زیادہ مشہور آسمان میں ہمارے فرشتوں کے پاس. اشہر اس میں تفضیل فرمایا, زیادہ مشہور فرشتوں کے بعد ہمارے آسمان میں. نبی علیہ السلام نے فرمایا لماذا نال هذه الفضیلہ, ابو ذر غفاری یہ فضیلت کیسے حاصل کیا؟ لماذا نال هذه الفضیلہ, یہ فضیلت کیسے حاصل کیا؟ جبریل امین نے بتایا لسگاره فی نفسه او کثرت تلاوته قل هو اللہ. دو وجہ بتایا, ایک وجہ یہ ہے ابو ذر غفاری اپنی کو چھوٹا سمجھتے ہیں, لسگاره فی نفسه اپنی کو بالکل چھوٹا سمجھتے ہیں. اور دوسرا وجہ یہ بتایا وہ تھوڑا اخلاص زیادہ پڑھا کرتے تھے. تو حدیث میں آیا ہے من تواضع للہ رفعہ اللہ ومن تکبر وضعہ اللہ, جو اللہ کے لیے اپنی کو مٹاتے ہیں. اللہ کے لیے علم ہے, علم کے کیا تکبری نہیں ہے, مال ہے, مال کے تکبری نہیں ہے, عہدا ہے, عہدا کے تکبری نہیں ہے, اپنی کو بالکل مٹایا. من تواضع للہ رفعہ اللہ, اللہ کے لیے جو اپنی کو مٹاتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بلند مرتبہ عطا فرماتے ہیں. اللہ کے لیے جو اپنی کو مٹاتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بلند مرتبہ عطا فرماتے ہیں. ہمارے حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ فرمایا کرتے تھے ایک آدمی کے پاس بہت حاجی صاحب ہے, مولانا صاحب ہے, بہت عبادت بندگی کرتے ہیں, ایک روحانی مرض کی وجہ سے جنت میں نہیں جا سکے گا. وہ ہے کبر, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من خردل من كبر, جنت میں نہیں جا سکے گا جس کے دل میں تھوڑا سا کبر ہے. اللہ کبر اتنا ملحک, اتنا بالکل برباد کرنے والا مرض ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو اس کبر سے بچنے کے توفیق عطا فرمائے. اسی لیے ہمارے حضرت اللہ قلاتی رحمت اللہ علیہ بتایا کرتے تھے یہ جو مجلس ہے اس مجلس کے نام دنیا میں ہوتے ہیں بیوٹی پارلر. تو بیوٹی پارلر کے اندر کالا عورت کو بھلا بنا دیتے ہیں, بالکل اس کو بالکل سزا کے بالکل شوہر کے لائق بنا دیتے ہیں. اور یہاں یہ روحانی بیوٹی پارلر ہے, یہ جو مجلس ہے اس کا نام حضرت کیا رکھا روحانی بیوٹی پارلر. اس کے اندر اللہ کے گناہگار بندہ کو اللہ کے لائق بنا دیا جاتا ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو اس مجلس میں حاضری کی بار بار حاضر ہونے کی وجہ سے اللہ ہم سب کے امراض ظاہری اور باطنی سے ہم سب کو اللہ شفا عطا فرمائے اور اللہ میاں کے لائق ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اور حضرت کے ایک آثار کو پڑھ کر ختم کرتا ہوں. بہت ہی مزیدار ہے, جو مصیبت زیادہ ہے ان کے لیے زیادہ مزیدار ہے. اللہ میاں سے مانگنے کی بہت بڑا راستہ ہے. مجھ کو جینی کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد۔ Very briefly we will mention a translation for this, what Hazrat Maulana has mentioned. Started off the bayan saying, اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. The fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the means of attaining this is to stay in the company of the pious people. المرء على دین خلیلی، Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man is on the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. A person must be very careful and watch exactly who he befriends. According to your friends, that is the deen which you are upon. And as it says, you must make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are in the sohbat and the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the sohbat is, in my heart is so great, one poem used to say, it's so valuable that it is like as if though Jannat, I feel that Jannat has come onto the earth. Because what a great gift Allah ta'ala has given us to come in such gatherings of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat mentions another poem, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were not rightly guided themselves, they were completely misguided. But what a nazar and gaze it was of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that eventually they became the guides of other people. Till Qiyamah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in their time they were like nothing at all, they had no status before the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most evil of people, the worst of people. But just coming in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them, that eventually they became guides for the whole of mankind. So they became very, very valuable after staying in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here, but in every zamana, in every era, Allah ta'ala keeps the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by keeping ourselves attached to them. Inshallah, also there are a lot of changes coming to a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are certain conditions for a person to take benefit. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many kuffar, many munafiqs and hypocrites. They were living in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they never benefited. So the example of this is, when the rain comes down, it comes down, and first the whole land is dead. And when the rain comes down, then the land comes back to life again. And it's all plantations, and it's lovely, beautiful, beautiful things. However, there is some land, example, the stony land, the rocky land, where the rain falls onto it, but nothing grows from there. It still remains completely dead. So the main thing is a person, he must come here to get benefit. And with that intention, and the second thing, he must humble himself, have tawazu, humility. Apne aapko mitana. Person must humble himself completely. Then a person will get benefit. Hazrat mentions on poem, mitado apni hasti ko, that destroy and highlight yourself. If you really want some status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person must have this humility, humble himself. Man tawaza alillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person, Allah will raise that person. Hazrat says, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he himself, what, how they humble themselves, what qualities they have within themselves. He said, if only I wish that Bilal, his mother, had not given birth to him. He understood his reality, I'm like nothing at all, such a big sinner. The tawazu and humility was in him. And as in Mawlana Qasim al-Anwati rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that if it wasn't because of this ilm which Allah Ta'ala had given me, so I had to go and give bayan, speak to people, encourage people towards deen, if it wasn't for that, I would have completely annihilated myself to such an extent that no one would have even known the name of Qasim al-Anwati. They wouldn't have even known me at all. That's how much I would have humbled myself. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam were sitting together and they were having some discussion, and then Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu went past. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, who Abu Zarin? This is Abu Zar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surprised. He asked, kaifa ta'arifu? How do you know Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, is Sahabi living on the surface of the earth? How do you know him? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa ashharu indana min shuhrati indakum. He is more famous amongst us than the fame is, but amongst you people, yeah, he is more famous amongst us. That is the inhabitants of the heavens, he's got more fame. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, then how did he attain this fazilat and this great virtue? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam answered, two qualities. One is because he regards himself as very, very low. He humbles himself. He's got this humility within himself. And number two, because of making tilawat of Qul Huwallahu Ahad in great abundance. He recites the surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad in great abundance. So because of this, Allah has given him great, great status. And he's very, very famous in the heavens also. Then Hazrat mentioned also that Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention that sometimes Allah has placed many, many goodness and qualities in a person. But just because of this one quality in him, he destroys himself. And this is the quality of takabbur and pride. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from this quality of pride also. And this is one reason actually why a person comes to the khanka, he comes to humble himself, to remove this pride within himself. Hazrat used to say that this is a ruhani beauty parlor. It's a beauty parlor, but a ruhani beauty parlor. In this world we have beauty parlors where a person goes, they're not very good looking, nice looking. So they go to the beauty parlor. And now they beautify themselves. After they come out, they look something completely different. Very, very beautiful, very, very smart. So similarly here, this ruhani beauty parlor, we come spiritually, we are full of faults, we are full of sins. So much of gunas and sins. So much of evil qualities, characteristics we have within ourselves. But then a person comes to this beauty parlor here, to this place, and now he becomes worthy in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that person. He has qualities which he attains. In the sohbet of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the actual reason why a person comes in this gathering, to get the qualities to become like, to become worthy of going to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, after Hazrat says, the maqsad of this majalis and gatherings is, to get ourselves shifa, cure from our spiritual sicknesses, zahiri and batiri and batini gunas, outward gunas also and inward gunas and sins. A person comes to this gathering for this year, may Allah give us the reality of this. And then eventually Hazrat ended off with a poem that I want a support of life, and the support of life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Hazrat says that the more a person goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is much, much more enjoyment. And actual enjoyment is when a person is in difficulties and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where he will get real enjoyment, because the closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment. And who says that a person needs a shore in the ocean? Without the shore also, a person can get great, great enjoyment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability also. We build up our ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we take full benefit from these majalis.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala qibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المعنى العظيم. The letter that we were reading further, that person asked, حضرت فجر کی نماز میں اب بھی سستی ہے, ہمارے علاقے میں لائبریری و مدرسہ ہے, وہاں سے فارغ ہوتے ہوتے دیر ہو جاتی ہے, اس لئے صبح فجر میں اٹھنے میں تاخیر ہو جاتی ہے, بڑی فکر ہے فجر کی نماز کی. He says that with regard to Fajr namaz, I am being lazy. That means I'm not making it with Jamaat, I'm not making it, it's becoming Qaza, etc. And he's giving his excuse that there is a library in the area and a madrasa. And he goes there, occupies himself in the library with the madrasa, etc. And he becomes late. And because it becomes late, he can't get up for Fajr. So, he's got concern for that. Hazrat writes a very beautiful reply. That Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and spread it across the board. Not only for Fajr Namaz, use the principle as Hazrat has mentioned here for all our other matters also. Hazrat says, kya library mein majhooli faraz hai ya Fajr ki namaz faraz hai? Is it faraz that we must be engaged in the library, etc.? Or is it faraz that we must be there for Fajr? And to read Fajr in a kamil and mukammal way, that is what Jamaat in the masjid we read Fajr. So which is faraz? So this applies to all our namazes also. And it applies to us in many things also. That see what is the more important thing. Many times, shaitan fools us with things which are of lesser importance. And we say this is neki also. Going to the library, studying, sitting in a madrasa till late, and then missing our fajr. That is not at all correct. Aise majghooli, جو فرض کے فوت ہونے کا ذریعہ ہو جائے اس کو ترک کر دے یا جلد فارغ ہو جایا کرے. Such a occupation which becomes the means that we missing our farz, so give up that occupation, that thing that is the cause. Like today very common is the cell phone, very common is being on the computer till late at night, going to various sites etc, and then our fajr falls in jeopardy. If it's tahajjud, that is still not a faraz, but faraz namaz is faraz. The fajr of fajr, the faraz of fajr, that is absolutely faraz. That must be given first preference at all costs. Or otherwise, well, you want to do something else, but get finished with that early enough so that you can get up for fajr and you can be present for fajr. Fajr ki namaz mein kotai hargiz na kare, sakht azab ki wa'id hai. To be neglectful about your fajr namaz, and that applies to many of us also. Many other things we are very particular, but when it comes to the faraz or fajr etc, or any other faraz also, then we are neglectful. So there is a severe warning as to for all the namazes, and for fajr, for asr, more strict warnings have come, so we should be very particular with all our namazes. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Next he writes, معمولات و الحمدللہ چل رہے ہیں سوائے تلاوت قرآن کے یاسین و رحمان تو پڑھتا ہوں سورہ کہف کی ابتدائی جس آیات بھی پڑھتا ہوں دعا کرے کہ حضرت میں بھولا ہوا قرآن اور بقیہ قرآن جلد حفظ کر لو. 16 پارے حفظ کر کے بھول گیا ہوں, دعا کی درخواست ہے. He says that all my mamulat, in all other mamulat, alhamdulillah, are carrying on besides tilawat of Quran, that I'm not managing tilawat of Quran. And Yasin and Surah Rahman, that I'm reading. Surah Kahf, the first beginning 10 ayahs also I'm reading. And I've started my hifz, but I've forgotten it again. And so he's requesting dua that he can start his hifz, may learn it again. And that what he has forgotten, that also he should learn it again. Hazrat says, dua karta hoon, thora thora, yaad karna shuru kar de. Making dua, and you should start learning your Quran Sharif again. In India also, there is a great lesson for us. We find many of us that we have forgotten our Quran, so we should be learning it. And in that also, as long as we are learning, inshallah, we will be counted amongst those who are learning. So we should carry on learning Quran Sharif, even if it's little. But we will be counted amongst those, our niyat is, I want to learn the Quran again. Then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive on that. And Allah Ta'ala, if we are carrying on learning all the time, and especially those who learn the Quran and forgot it, we should give proper attention to it and learn it again. Then further he writes, Hazrat Abdus, my hospital, جو کورس کر رہا تھا چھوڑ دیا ہے. The course that I was doing at the hospital, I've given it up. And he writes the reason for that. وہاں پر بہت برے معاملات پیش آئے. Very, very bad things had happened there in the hospital. اور نامحرمات جو عیسائی ہے سے بچنا بہت مشکل تھا. And غیر محرمات, and they were Christians. To save myself from them had become very difficult for me. بلکہ ایک دو دفعہ تو بہت بچایا اللہ نے. 1-2 times I was in a very crucial bad position, Allah saved me. بس یہ آپ کی صحبت کا نتیجہ رہا, آپ کی دعائیں کام آئیں. It was only because I had contact with you and your duas that I got saved. Otherwise it was very very serious. Hazrat writes, بہت اچھا کیا, بہت دل خوش ہوا. That you saved yourself, I'm very happy, and my heart is very happy that you managed to save yourself. But another point that happened, Hazrat Chand, مسائل اور درپیش آگئے تھے. Other things happened, دعا فرمایا اللہ تعالی نجات عطا فرمائے, مے اللہ سیو می فرام دوز ادر تھنگز. واٹ واز دیٹ؟ شہوت نے بہت زور پکڑ لیا تھا. مائی لسٹ اٹ اوور ٹیکن می, جس کی وجہ سے گناہ ہو گیا. آئی کمیٹڈ اے گناہ. بد نظری تو الحمدللہ نہیں کی, لیکن گھر میں اکیلے رہنے کی وجہ سے بڑا خسارہ ہو گیا. آئی ڈیڈنٹ لک ایٹ ادر وومن نو اینی تھنگ, بٹ بینگ الون ایٹ ہوم آئی فیل انٹو ادر گناہ. And that is also Hazrat stresses that a person shouldn't stay alone. Be in good company, otherwise when you're going to be alone and you get temptations, you fall into other gunas again. Dua farmaye, Allah Ta'ala aasani ka muamla farmaye. Make dua that Allah Tubarak wa Ta'ala makes it easy for me. It's easy for me. Tawba kar le aur aainda azam e musammam ala taqwa kare. Make sincere tawba and make a strong, full resolution that in future you won't commit this guna again. So the temptations of guna do come to a person, and when a person is alone, he falls into other gunas also. So a person should save himself and not just stay on his own. And this applies to many people, young people a lot. And this also causes a lot of other health problems also. And unfortunately, today with the Western propaganda, that it's healthy to commit this guna. They encourage youngsters to commit this guna, which is, it becomes even worse. And youngsters who are at schools, universities, they fall for these things. With all that arguments and what is being put to them, but what Allah has declared haram, there can never be any goodness in it. In no way there is absolutely no question of it at all. So they have that added great challenge also. So Allah Ta'ala save us of all gunas, and the basic thing of that is to stay away from the occasion of the guna, where you can fall. Don't be in such a place where you can fall into a guna. So Allah Ta'ala protect us of all gunas of all types. And as Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, it is not only that we save ourselves of big gunas, a small guna is also enough for one's destruction. And it isn't that we give up a small neki that it's a mustahab, it's a nafil. Our whole salvation can take place on one small neki also. So we have to try and do every good wherever we can and stay away from every evil. All evil we must stay away, even if we think it's just a makruh. Even if we think it's just a small thing, we should stay away. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, advisors of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and that what Hazrat has written on various occasions. بیوی کا ایک حق جیب خرچ بھی ہے. ون رائٹ آف اے وائف از دیٹ یو گیو ہر پاکٹ ایکسپینسز آلسو. اینڈ حضرت ایکسپلینز اٹ ہیئر. فرمایا کہ بیوی کا ایک حق یہ بھی ہے کہ اس کو کچھ رقم ایسے بھی دو جس کو وہ اپنے جی آئے خرچ کر سکے. گیو یور وائف سچ اے اماؤنٹ آف منی آلسو دیٹ شی کین اسپینڈ اٹ ایز شی وشز فار ہر اون. Normally, our wives don't earn, and this is in that scenario. But now, they also wish to spend. For example, her nephews come, her nieces come, or she goes and visit them. She also wants to buy something, and every time to ask you, I want to give some present, she finds it hard also. Or she wants to sometimes buy something, some things to eat, to drink, or something, and she does, or every person feels, I want to do with my own money also something. So give her regularly some money also to spend, and in which you don't take any account from her. The other expenses you give her for the house expenses, all the groceries, whatever, that you can take account from her, no problem. But give her something for her personal self, of which you don't take any account from her. جس کو جیب خرچ کہتے ہیں اس کی تعداد اپنے اور اپنی بیوی کے حیثیت کے موافق ہو سکتی ہے. اینڈ ہاؤ مچ مس یو گیو, یو سی یور فائنینشیل پوزیشن, یو سی ہر پوزیشن, ہاؤ شی وڈ لائک ٹو اسپینڈ, اینڈ کم ٹو اے نائس اگریمنٹ, اے نائس انڈرسٹینڈنگ, اینڈ گیو اے ریزنیبل اماؤنٹ. Not you don't have to give over the limit also, and don't be stingy also, and just give also, and just give her little, very little also. Whatever you might say, you might think, whatever is the according to the situation, give her some money. Aurton ki islah ka behtareen tariqa. Ye Hazrat says the best way for the islah, reformation of women. فرمایا کہ عورتوں کی اصلاح خاوند سے بنسبت پیر کے زیادہ ہو سکتی ہے. For the reformation of a woman, her islah, her tarbiyat, more the husband can do, even more than what the peer can do, the sheikh can do. So the husband, in قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا, Allah has commanded us that we must save our woman folk, save our families from also the wrath and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, men must be also conscious and work towards it. And also for men also, the best peer is the wife. How she will tell a person, and she'll tell him properly everything, openly and clearly. And what the sheikh cannot understand and see, and what the sheikh cannot say, the wife will say it without a second thought. And so she will make proper islah of a person also. Aurton par sakhti karna jawan mardi ke khilaf hai. This is a very important point also, to be hard and harsh on the wife, this is contrary to the physical strength of a person, the strength or the mental strength of a person. Like it comes that a strong person is not he who overpowers his opponent in a wrestling bout, but he who controls himself. So a strong person is he who does not take out his anger on his wife. That is a strong person. A person who just carries on and screaming and shouting at his wife, that is not a strong person. A strong person is a person who can control himself. Aur aurton ko parde mein rakhna ain dil joyi hai. And to keep the woman, our wives, etc., in parda, that is the actual love for your wife. It is a no zulm, it is a no oppression, but it is a sign of the clear love of the for the wife that a person keeps her in parda. فرمایا کہ حدیث میں ہے, it comes in the حدیث, عورتوں سے اچھا برتاؤ کرو, treat your wives well, کیونکہ وہ تمہارے پاس مثل قیدی کے ہیں, because they are like prisoners by you, they are in your home, they stay in the four walls of the wife, this is in a proper Islamic setup, where she is now just under you. The minute she gets married, she has been given to you, now you have to look after her. She is not going to earn now, she is not going to go out of the house now. She is like a prisoner. اور جو شخص کسی کے ہاتھ میں قیدی ہو اور ہر طرح اس کے بس میں ہو اس پر سختی کرنا جوان مردی کے خلاف ہے. And when a person is fully in your control, the wife is now by you. She, according to Sharia, today our setup is different, but according to Sharia, she is now under your care. And she is in your house now. Now to show harshness to such a person that you, so to say, can't do anything, this is contrary to your to your strength, to your honor, and to your a person is by you, and now because they are helpless, you take advantage of them. This is very, very wrong of you. It is totally against the honor of a person that he should take advantage of such a person. لفظ عوان سے پردہ بھی ثابت ہوتا ہے. And in this that they are prisoners by you, پردہ is also established from this word. And we can see the fuqaha, where their minds go to, what the hadith is, and what masail they take out from there. کہ مقید ہو کر رہنے ہی کا نام تو پردہ ہی ہے. And when a person stays like in a prison, that is what is called parda. That they are totally now in your house, not allowed to go out, not allowed to do anything of their own, etc. In fact, the real thing is that even if they have to write a letter to their sheikh without the husband's permission, and the husband's signature is also not allowed. So much they are kept under control. So when that is the case, it is very, very wrong that a person takes advantage of it and treats her in a bad way. نیز پردہ اس سے بھی ثابت ہوتا ہے کہ پردہ کا منشا حیا ہے. And پردہ is also established from this hadith, because the object of پردہ is that there must be شرم حیا, there must be shame, and there must be bashfulness, shamefulness in a person. اور حیا عورت کے لیے امر طبعی ہے. And sharam haya is a natural quality for women. اور امر طبعی کے خلاف پر کسی کو مجبور کرنا باعث اذیت ہے. And to let somebody do something against their natural nature, that is a cause of causing اذیت, harm to that person. اور اذیت پہنچانا دل جوئی کے خلاف ہے. And to cause inconvenience to any person is against making love to that person. It's against making that person happy. بس عورتوں کو پردہ میں رکھنا ان پر ظلم نہیں بلکہ حقیقت میں دل جوئی ہے. From here Hazrat established that to keep women in parda is not in any way zulm upon them, but in actual fact it is showing kindness to them and showing love to them. But for all of us to understand this, the work of the fuqaha is far beyond us. For this to make sense to us, you need a mind also like that. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah only knows, but his bayans used to be amongst the ordinary, the dihatis, the village people. But the terms Hazrat used to use and the deductions he used to make and how he used to prove, for ulama to understand is a problem. And Hazrat used to speak like this. So for us to understand, it's not easy at all. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that he used to study the work of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh at Tahajjud time. And that only at that time he used to understand very, very little about it. So to understand their work, the works of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, then where Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Alayh, we with our little minds, to be able to understand, you need a lot of knowledge, a lot of taqwa, a lot of devotion. Then perhaps a little bit we can understand. But anyway, what the sum total of all this is, that we should look after the woman very well. And don't take advantage of them. When they are in your control and Allah has put them there, now don't take advantage of them. Treat them as kindly as possible and treat them with the greatest amount of love and tenderness as much as possible. So much so, as Hazrat explained previously, that even give them some spending money so that they can spend on their own also. In other words, treat them with great kindness. And all this has to be put together with Allah only knows how many other things. The prisoners that were kept in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, such treatment was meted out to them that most of them accepted Islam afterwards. After some time, they accepted Islam. So we can imagine what treatment was given to the prisoners of war. And while we today know how prisoners are treated, and on this basis also that the people object to Muslims and to Islam with regard to slavery, because they take slavery how they understand slavery. And slavery in Islam, how a slave is to be treated, that slave who is in your control, he can't do anything, he can't earn money of his own. He's got no choice of his own. So what Islam has said, how you must treat that slave, that is not in front of them. In front of them is how they treat slaves. And then they say that Islam is a very cruel religion, etc. How can it allow slavery? But how slaves are treated, how they were treated, how we are supposed to treat them, that is a complete different story. We can't believe that, and it has been shown by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the people of later times, how they treated slaves. So the woman also today, that they are in our control, but if we treated them how they are supposed to be treated, then this all propaganda of theirs won't be able to carry any weight whatsoever. But because we failing all the time, they can capitalize on all their propaganda that how Muslim men treat their women, etc. But if we treat them how Islam tells us to treat them, then those women who are in parda particularly, and those women who are like pious and righteous and remain subjugated to their husbands, and the husband treat them correctly, then it is happening. Many such women, openly speak, we are just too happy to be in parda. How my husband keeps me, I'm just too happy with that. Because if you keep them properly, so that is very important. You give them spending money also, you keep them happy also, you treat them in a very nice way also, they will be just too happy. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Ma'arif Matnawi, where we were reading the story of Luqman alayhi salatu was salam, and that one occasion when he got something bitter, very, very bitter from the king to eat, and how he behaved at that time. And so many lessons have been taken out from there. As the fuqaha take out from one ayat, hundred masail where we cannot understand. Ayat doesn't seem to be a fiqhi masala. It's just an ordinary like an ayat. But how their minds work, where it goes, and how they take out masail from one hadith, how they take out. So we see the Sufiya as with regard to islah of nafs. Well, how many masail of tasawwuf and islah they take out. So further, Hazrat writes here that when we, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, in fact, said that for a long time he couldn't understand. It wasn't coming in his mind that what Allah can give, Allah is free. That he gives a person a high spiritual position, but he only gives it after that person makes mujahada. He sacrifices, so he humbles himself. Then Allah gives it to him after a lot of mujahada. Why did Allah do this? Why didn't Allah just give it in the first place? Allah is Kareem, He's Rahim. So then it was explained, the reason for that is we would not have appreciated. And when you sacrifice and what you get on that, then you really appreciate and you go further. So further Hazrat says, Maulana farmate ke jab tum dil mein gham mehsoos karo, fauran istighfar mein mashghool ho jao. Whenever you find in your heart some sorrow, then engage in istighfar immediately. And istighfar, the words alone are also very valuable. But from the words, we should try to go to the reality. Just as our ulama give many examples that atom bomb, just the word of it, it's not going to kill a fly also. And you read up that an atom bomb will kill whole nations. But here it's not killing a fly, the word, and you read a wazifa 1,000 times atom bomb. And it's not killing an ant, it's not killing a fly also. So the word it will start, but then come to the reality. Gham hukm ilahi se aata hai, isliye maamulat, zikr wagaira mein susti mat karo. And the sorrow which a person feels also in his heart also comes by the command of Allah. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Allah is musarrif al-qulub. All this bechaini which comes in a heart and worry and all that comes is also from Allah Ta'ala. So never ever become weak on your maamulat. Even when you feel like this, you don't feel like doing it, at that time also be regular with your maamulat. Or kaam mein lag jao. Do what you have to do. Go for your namazes. Don't become lazy and you start making namaz at home. Or that you now not making your tilawat, etc. What you have to do, do it. Even if you're not enjoying it, but do it. بلکہ پہلے سے زیادہ حق تعالیٰ کی طرف متوجہ ہو جاؤ. In fact, try and do more than what you were doing previously. جب حق تعالیٰ شانو ہمارے ساتھ مہربانی فرمانا چاہتے ہیں تو ہمارے اندر گریاں و زاری کا میلان پیدا فرما دیتے ہیں. And when you will do this, more you are going to Allah Ta'ala and you carry on, hopefully your heart will become soft now. you are making istighfar, you are thinking what a bad person you are, how you have treated your wife for the last 25 years, 30 years, whatever it is, how you have been treating your parents or all other things also, then your heart will start becoming soft. So just the words of istighfar will also bring that. And when the softness comes in the heart, then now you will start turning to Allah Ta'ala. Now it is a sign that Allah is turning you towards Him. حضرت حکیم الامت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کو ایک عرصہ تک یہ اشکال رہا. اچھا that objection which that question which was in the mind of Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi for some time, then Allah Ta'ala opened on him and he changed his way. Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi uska jawab bhi irshad farmate hai ke badun mujahida nafs e qalb کے اندر وہ رونق حق پیدا نہیں ہوتا جو ایمان تحقیقی اور معیت خاصہ الہیہ کا ادراک کر لے. مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علیہ سے از آلسو وتھ آؤٹ دیٹ مجاہدہ آف دا نفس. اینڈ ٹوڈے وی آر آل سچ وی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو ڈو میک مجاہدہ اینڈ وی ایون اسپیک ٹو اللہ یا اللہ یو گٹ آل قدرت وتھ آؤٹ ایون مجاہدہ یو کین گیو اس دس. Without punishment you can forgive our gunas. Without test you can give us high position. Do that. And Allah does it also. We visited Haji Ahmed Dakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Adamad Barakatum. And he mentioned that there are those bandas of Allah. Allah gives them a nice life in the world. No difficulty, hardship. Nice mort, easy mort and a very good mort also. And put them on the stages of shahada. Without any real mujahada. Then he said, we make dua, Allah grants that to us also. We as weak people, that is what we ask to go through the mal. That is the normal procedure. But we ask Allah in His mercy that without putting us through the mal and without being crushed and grinded and boiled and all that, you can do it, Ya Allah. You give us that. اگر عقل محض سے یہ ادراک ممکن ہوتا تو نفس پر مشقت و مجاہدہ کا حکم کیوں واجب ہوتا. If this was possible just like that, then all this mujahada, and we read all the sahaba radiya what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah Ta'ala made Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah wished to, He could give all the people of Makkah hidayat without any difficulty. All the people of Medina, the people of the world till the day. So the normal procedure of Allah Ta'ala is mujahada. احکر عرض کرتا ہے حضرت ایکسپلین کہ حزن و استرار میں گریاں زاری اور انابت کی جس درجہ توفیق ہوتی ہے راحت و عافیت میں عادتاً یہ توفیق کوشش گریہ اور نقل بقا بھی اس درجہ نہیں ہوتی نہیں ہوتی نہیں ہوتی نہیں ہوتی. حضرت says that it is found from experience that when a person has got sorrow, when he's in difficulties and hardships, how much he cries to Allah, how much he turns to Allah. But for this is also a condition that a person before that has some knowledge of this inclination. Otherwise, today the people who are out far away, when they have a problem, they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol, they turn, na'uzubillah, to all other substance abuse, to all other things. So you have to have some inclination, then you turn to Allah Ta'ala more. And when this, now you get tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala more. Rahat wa aafiyat mein aadatan ye tawfiq, koshish giriya aur nakle buqa se bhi is darja nahi hoti. Otherwise in comfort condition, normally a person doesn't crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging of Allah Ta'ala. How many people say, we started our tahajjud when we had a problem, then our tahajjud carried on. Our nafil namaz, roza started when we had a problem. Our charity started when we had a problem. And then it carried on again. So that problem is also a mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It makes us turn to Allah Ta'ala. Lekin musibat ko talab na karna chahiye. But we must never ask for this hardships. Never ask. We must just ask, talab-e-afiyat matloob hai. We have been taught, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a great thing, the dua we should make regularly. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-afiyah wa as'aluka dawam al-afiyah wa as'aluka shukra ala al-afiyah. Afiyat is a very great ni'mat, and we have to beg for that. We are too weak, so we have to beg for that. لیکن مصیبت کو طلب نہ کرنا چاہے, طلب عافیت مطلوب ہے, لیکن من جانب اللہ اگر کوئی رنج و مصیبت پیش آ جائے تو گھبرانا نہ چاہے. But if still Allah Ta'ala brings little heart condition, don't become now weak and just discard it. Turn to Allah Ta'ala اور بے صبری نہ کرنا چاہے. And don't live a life of without صبر. And that also one beautiful dua, oh Allah, when you blessed me with your ni'mat, I did not make your shukr. And when you tested me, I failed in my sabr. Oh Allah, in spite of the fact that when you blessed me with your ni'mat and I did not make your shukr, please don't deprive me. And when you tested me and I did not make sabr, then also don't humiliate and don't disgrace me, oh Allah. بلکہ سمجھنا چاہیے کہ حق تعالیٰ اپنا بنانے کا انتظام فرما رہے. But at that time understand Allah in a different way is making you come towards Him. He's showing you outwardly the difficult conditions, but it is like your father shouts you, your mother shouts you, they don't ever hate you. But why are they shouting? They want you to come to them. So when Allah also says, it isn't na'uz billah that Allah is hating you, Allah wants to punish you. He's given you this hard condition so that you come more towards Him. انتظام فرما رہے ہیں اور درجات بلند فرما رہے ہیں. اللہ is actually making your position go higher. رنج و الم بھی بندے کے لیے نعمت ہے. This sorrow and this, like what we call depression, being despondent, that is also a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Is istirar mein dil se dua nikalti hai. In that condition, now consciously you make dua. Otherwise you are making dua, but just superficially. We really have to consider now, a person who Allah has given nice conditions, does he really make dua? When he makes after Farz Namaz or behind the Imam, where is his mind also? But when hard conditions come, now you turn to Allah and Allah loves that you are not turning to me, then I'll give you such conditions that you turn to me.